China's embassy in Japan slammed U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's accusations against China over issues related to the East and South China Seas, cybersecurity, and China-India regional conflicts. Pompeo made the remarks during an interview on the sidelines of a Quad meeting in Tokyo with the foreign ministers of Japan, India, and Australia. A spokesperson from the Chinese embassy accused Pompeo of maliciously creating political confrontation and urged the U.S. side to abandon its Cold War mentality. U.S. President Donald Trump has returned to the Oval Office for the first time since he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He came back to the White House after a three-day hospitalization and had been working from a makeshift office space on the ground floor of his residence. White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern says they have safety measures in place for the president to work from the Oval Office.
We have PPE that we can use, and we can interact with him standing back, like you're standing back from me, and people can wear masks or goggles or gloves or whatever may be needed. We have CDC guidelines. When he's ready, and the White House and the West Wing are deep cleaned on a regular basis.
Morgenstern says Trump is being briefed on economic stimulus talks and a potentially devastating hurricane heading toward the Gulf Coast. White House physician Sean Connolly earlier said Trump had been symptom-free for over 24 hours. He wrote in a memo that his physical exam and vital signs all remained stable and in normal range. Connolly disclosed that the president's been fever-free for more than 4 days and has not needed nor received any supplemental oxygen since his initial hospitalization. Two scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their discovery on gene editing. Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna were awarded for the development of a method for genome editing. The scientists discovered genetic scissors that can be used to change the DNA of animals, plants, and microorganisms with extremely high precision. The tool can serve as a molecular scalpel for DNA to disable or repair a mutated part of the gene which may cause illness. Charpentier says the tool might help scientists to develop vaccines for COVID-19. Doudna says their discovery may even give plants or insects abilities to better withstand the impacts of climate change. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine and one in Physics were awarded earlier this week. The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the death of George Floyd has been released from a correctional facility after posting a bond of $1 million. Derek Chauvin was released on conditions including prohibitions against working in law enforcement and contact with Floyd's family. Chauvin's also required to surrender any licenses or permits for firearms. The white former police officer was charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter in the black man's death. Videos of the incident show the officer kneeling on Floyd's neck during an arrest, set off nationwide protests over police brutality and racism. Global economic output is expected to decline by 4.4% this year. A survey of 950 economic experts from 110 countries says almost 20% of experts forecasted that it'll be 2023 before the global economy fully recovers. China's the only major economy for which the experts are forecasting positive growth for this year, with GDP increasing by an estimated 2.3%. The United States will see GDP fall by 6.5%, while the economy in the European Union is expected to shrink by 8.4%. The World Trade Organization earlier said global trade is expected to fall 9.2% this year. It revised its April prediction when it said the volume of merchandise trade will decline by between 13 and 32% this year. A team of Chinese medical experts has arrived in Angola to help the African country fight COVID-19. The team from Hubei Province consists of 10 experts specializing in respiratory diseases, infectious diseases, intensive care, disease control, and traditional Chinese medicine. All of them have frontline experience fighting COVID-19 in Hubei Province. They'll spend 2 weeks in Angola, share China's experience in containing COVID-19 with local medical staff, and train local medics on the diagnosis and treatment of patients.